Hi, and welcome to Conversations with a Black Couples Therapist. So today we're going to talk about how to resolve conflict. So there's a couple of things I'm going to lay out, but before we get started, what I'd like for you to do is just pause for a moment and take a pencil or piece of paper or a pen out, because I need you to be able to write some notes. So I'm going to give you about 4 points, but before I give you these points, I want you to be ready, because as you write each point, I want you to put some notes next to it so that at the end of all of this, the hope is that I'll be able to give you some tools, some things that you can use almost immediately so you don't have to wait. All right, you ready? Let's begin. So the first thing I want to say about resolving conflict is let's talk a little about what it is and what happens when conflicts arise. Now, we can have conflict at home. We can have conflict at work. We can have conflict within our social circles. It doesn't matter. Conflict can arise at any moment for any particular reason. So when it happens, we know it. We'll know it by a couple of ways. Sometimes it's the way we breathe. Sometimes it's the way we feel. Sometimes it's the tightness in our chest. It's the balling of our hands. It's the sweating. It's being and feeling annoyed. Is being and feeling upset, that should let you know that conflict is on the rise. Something is happening to make you feel very anxious. So there's a couple of things you can do about it. One of the first things I want you to do is pause, right? So that's the first thing I want you to write down, the word pause. Now, what I mean by pause is this. When conflict arises, one of the things that we typically don't do is stop and think about what's really going on. Our normal is to allow conflict to arise and we do nothing about it other than what we normally would do. And that would be sometimes we would curse at each other, we would argue, we would fuss, we would fight, we would do whatever we needed to do to help relieve that conflict. So, but the first thing I want you to write down is the word pause, because that's what I want you to do. When conflict is coming up, when you notice it, by any of those things that we talked about a few seconds ago, I want you to stop and pause and think about it. Think about what's really going on. Why am I feeling this way? What's making me so anxious? Is it what the person is saying to me? Or is it what is actually happening between me and the other person? Am I feeling anxious because they said something? Or am I feeling anxious because of the way we interact with each other? It's so uncomfortable that I just don't like it, all right? So those are some of the things I want you to think about when you're pausing, all right? The other thing I want you to think about is what is actually the problem. I'll give you a hint. The problem normally is not the problem. So if you think the problem is the person spoke out of turn to you, this person said something you didn't like, that probably is not what the problem is, right? So that's the purpose of you pausing so you can figure out what's really going on. All right. A second thing I want you to do is to try to understand what's going on. Understanding what's really being said. So I want you to think about that. All right. And that's the second thing I want you to write down. Understanding what's really being said. Sometimes when we're communicating with one another, we'll say all kinds of things. Sometimes we'll tell the individual we do like something, we don't like something. Sometimes we'll say things out of our mouth to cause harm to the other individual, and sometimes we'll do it on purpose. So what I like for you to do is think about it. I want you to think about what's actually being said. For example, if someone tells you, no, I'm not upset, I'm not angry, chances are they're upset and angry. See how I did that? No, I'm not upset. I am not angry. I am happy. No, you're probably not. And you're probably still upset and something really is bothering you, right? So understand what's really going on, what's really being said. The other thing is this, sometimes we do all kinds of things when we're communicating with one another. We'll gaslight them. We'll say a bunch of stuff that's hurtful to the other individual. We'll overtalk them, all right? Or we may not say anything at all. We may just go our separate way. And then what they'll do, sometimes they'll follow us. Continue to talk, continue to say what they need to say, because they really are desperately trying to resolve this issue. Sometimes that's what happens. I don't know. I don't know if that happens for you or not, but in most cases, with most of the couples I work with, that's something that does occur, right? So I want you to understand what's actually being said. And the one way that you can do that is what I call reflecting. Okay? Reflecting means you actually will say to the other individual, okay, what I'm hearing you say is, I understand that you are expressing this. I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying. So this is what I'm hearing. See how I did that? Three different ways that you can actually say to an individual what you think they're saying. Three different ways that you can actually reflect to the individual. That's something we just don't do. We'll start arguing, fussing, and fighting with one another, and then we never reflect. So we never really understand what the conversation is about. And then we'll let time pass. Then we'll finally realize, oh, that's what we were talking about. Oh, what that is actually the issue that we never really got a chance to resolve because we didn't reflect to one another. And sometimes once we reflect, we actually will hear them. We'll actually understand what is going on. And it may not necessarily turn into an argument. It could be resolved right then and there. You're thinking they're saying one thing and they're actually saying another. And once you reflect with them, you're able to resolve it, right? So those are the couple things I want you to write down. The first thing, remember, is a pause. The other thing is understand what's being said, or another way of saying that is reflect. Now, the third thing I want you to do is try a new approach, right? So if it's your normal way to tell someone off, if it's your normal way just to start cursing at them, if it's your normal way to curse them all the way out, not halfway, but all the way out, right? I mean, cuss them out, cuss their mama out, the children, the friends they have, everybody, right? If that is your way of dealing with things, I want you to try a different approach, right? You're already going to pause, right? You're already going to try to figure out what's being said or understand what the person is actually saying by reflecting. The third thing I want you to do is try a different approach. So once you do the first two, now you have enough information now. You're trying to figure out, okay, what can I do differently? So I reflected with this individual. I understand what they're saying. I understand what is going on. Now I need to figure out a different way to approach them, a different way to answer them, right? So one of the things you could do is what I just did. I got quiet. I started speaking slower, all right? That was my way of getting out, of being able to express myself. And when I do that, what normally happens, you do that to someone who's very irate and upset, they will follow you. They will get quieter. They won't say much. Or if they do say something, it's going to be measured. They're going to think about it. Got it? So that's one way of trying a new approach. Another way of trying a new approach is not responding right away. Actually putting some time in between you and the other individual. But setting a date and time. For example, you can tell your spouse, you know, I understand this is what you're saying. Okay, because I'm reflecting with you now. First I paused. Then I reflected. Now I'm trying a different approach. So I understand this is what you're saying, hon. However, is it possible we can talk about this more later? Because I want to kind of be able to think about it and think about my response. Because I want to make sure that I understand what's really going on. I need some time to just gather my thoughts. Can we talk about this in about 20 minutes? See how I did that? I told the person I like to resolve this, but not right now. Give me 20 minutes and then we can get back to it so we can attempt to resolve this, right? So that's your way of trying a different approach to resolving this. Now, the last and final thing I want you to think about, that is developing a new habit. So this is the fourth thing you need to write down, developing a new habit. So when you develop a new habit, it's sort of like you decide you like a particular, for example, you like a particular food item. Let's say you like ice cream, but the kind of ice cream you like is soft serve. So your habit is, I like ice cream, but I no longer eat the hard ice cream anymore. I prefer soft serve. So I'm always only going to eat soft serve. And let's add another one. I may only eat it during the summertime or when it's hot out. I may not necessarily eat it when it's cold. Okay. So think about that the way we communicate. Think about the new habit you're going to develop, all right? So instead of me eating hard ice cream, I'm deciding I'm going to eat ice cream, but it's only going to be soft, right? I'm developing a new way of consuming something that I enjoy. However, when you're communicating with someone, develop that new habit. So if your old habit is to, they say something, you fly off the handle, you may decide, I don't fly off the handle anymore. What I normally do now is I put a pause in. I may even go a step further. I may decide to reflect. Now, after I reflect, then if I decide then that it's appropriate for me to fly off the handle, I may do that. But it's going to be my choice. It's not going to be anyone else's choice but mine. It's not going to be the other person I'm talking to or the person I'm trying to resolve the issue with. It's going to be me. Got it? So those are the four things I wanted to share with you guys today. Have any questions, comments, please make sure you put a comment in the comment section down below. Make sure you hit the thumbs up to like this particular video. In the comment section, please make sure you just tell me the things that you like for me to talk about. The things, the points, the questions that you may have about being in relationships, about being married, about trying to resolve conflict, or it could be any myriad of questions that you may have. Right. And also, don't forget to subscribe, because every week we're putting out a video and I want you to be able to be notified the moment the video is available for you to watch. Until next time, thank you for tuning in to Conversations with a Black Male Couples Therapist. Thank you.